you may have heard announced before Mass, are deduced from the antependulum on the altar. We had a very happy day yesterday. We had First Reconciliation Day for our parish. 19 of our young people and 18 families, 4 priests and 1 very happy pastor, gathered together in church. And we did exactly what Jesus invites of all of us in this season. We repented. We expressed our sorrow for our sin, and then we received that beautiful grace of God's mercy. It was really a beautiful day. That is even highlighted now, even more today, as you see the book standing in the middle. Today, we celebrate in this Mass the rite of election. Alex and Joseph, 2 of our members of our parish, will be baptized in just 5 weeks. And today, they will write their name in the book of the elect. The gifts of our faith, the images that we find in our faith, including the Good Shepherd, are so magnificent. The Good Shepherd is one of the oldest of Christian images found in the catacombs. It's a tender image that little kids can relate to. But it is also an image of great strength and mission. That shepherd's staff is not for nothing. Jesus our Lord defends with it. He even offends with it, prodding us along, waking us up. There is, you see, an important work that he has to do. There is a mission that he wants to accomplish. And providing and protecting us, leading us and loving us is what he's all about. As we begin this first week of Lent, we are drawn today with Jesus to where he spends the next 40 days in the desert. And we see a little more of what this same Good Shepherd is doing, what he's about. St. Mark tells us that he goes into the desert and there he lives among the wild beasts. I wonder what those beasts look like. I wonder how wild they were. Even in the Old Testament, the first reading today, we hear from Noah. How God called him, how he had a mission, and how he lived, not just among the tame animals on that boat, but the untamed, the scripture tells us. Sometimes it's easy to have a very romantic image of such scenes. But again, it's good to remember that Noah's Ark was a nasty place. It wasn't a good ship lollipop. It's good to remember that the shepherd is not a felt cutout put onto a banner. And you and I are certainly, and not even those little kids yesterday, are cotton ball sheep. No. We are living creatures. We are men and women. And so too is the Lord about sacrifice and mission, about real life and authentic love. And this season of Lent, there is a call upon each and every one of us to grow in greater authenticity of life and love. 30 years ago this year, I entered the seminary. And among many experiences that afforded me, for the first time, I got into the Action Newsroom, Channel 6. Now, if you grew up in Philadelphia as I did, that's a big deal. I grew up with Action News. I got excited when I saw the news van. And as a young seminarian, I found myself in the actual studio. We were filming the Mass, which has been a benefit to many people during this pandemic. I think it's on at 5:30 in the morning. In between the filming of those Masses, I kind of snooped around into the newsroom, and I saw the cool weather map and the chair. I pulled behind one curtain, and I'll never forget this. Because I was so surprised, and to be honest, a little scandalized. Because when I pulled back the curtain, I discovered Noah's Ark. You see, I grew up with Captain Noah, and Mrs. Noah. And Philadelphia kids on Saturday mornings sang about rainbows. We learned our colors. And in that moment, I mean, yeah, I was 18. But it was a bit startling that that ship that I watched on Saturday mornings was cardboard. It was a facade. I got over it. But I didn't forget it. That was 30 years ago. About 20 years ago next year, I'm kind of fast-forwarding a bit, our relationship, I would imagine, with the church changed. Remember 2002? Almost 20 years ago, when we read about Boston priests and then Philadelphia priests. I wonder to myself what our relationship with Jesus and the church looks like in 2021, even now, let's hopefully at the tail end of a pandemic. I know this, that is part of the wild beasts that our good shepherd confronts. And this season of Lent is him spending 40 days in that desert, being tempted, being hungry for us. And he wants so much to confront that desert, to confront the hurts, to confront the beasts, that perhaps you and I have confronted. And if we haven't done that, guess what? There's a work that needs to be done. As we begin this first full week of Lent of 2021, I would invite you to imagine what that ark looks like, Noah's Ark. And imagine, what does the Good Shepherd look like to you at this time in your life? At one time, for me, it was that. It was Noah's Ark on Saturday mornings. But today, as I think of the shepherd, that staff is part of his cross. His hands and his feet are pierced. His side has a wound in it, and his hair is a bit messed up. But his entire body is glorified, and he is full of light and love for me and for you. My friends, as we begin this Lent, begin it in a real way, because God is most real, and he wants to call us out of all that is phony and fake. I just close with words of a Christian song that I really enjoy in these days. It's by Corey Asbury. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down, it fights till I'm found, it leaves the 99. I could not earn it, I do not deserve it. Still, you gave yourself away. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down, fights till I'm found, it leaves the 99. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. There is no shadow you will not light up. No mountain you will not climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, no lie you won't tear down, coming after me. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. My friend, let that God confront all the recklessness in you with his perfect and saving love.